Tom Fortino is the principal over at the Alpha Wealth Group. Hey, Tom, welcome back to the show.
Good to be back, John.
Tom, did you hear that story? Somebody asked an advice columnist, their wealthy aunt's going to die and it's going to leave them some sort of fortune. Let's say $2-3 million.
Okay. But
the fortune comes with the care and maintenance of the grandma's wiener dog. And the wife doesn't know if she wants to take the dog and the money because she doesn't like the dog. What would you say, Tom?
Well, that's a tough one. I mean, for $2 million, I would, you know, most people, I think, would take the dog. This is nothing new. You remember Leona Helmsley?
Yeah.
She left $12 million for her dog Trouble.
Really?
In her.
She was the queen of Maine, the hotel heiress in New York. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the takeaway from this is, I guess there's a number of things. You know, we're big proponents of estate planning. That's part of your plan. And the beauty of it is you can, you know, you can take care of some of these things, especially not just your loved ones, but your pets. And you can do these things. Everyone should have some type of plan in place. So I guess there's a good takeaway from this.
Do your clients talk to you about that? Like, I want to have my money to retire on. Maybe something left over for the kids. Do they talk about their pets when they do estate plans like that?
You know, it's rare. I actually did have one, this was years ago, that had a lot of, and you think about it, with parrots and certain birds, they live, you know, to 100 or whatever it may be. So it's rare, very rare, but it does come up, and you can accommodate that in your documents if you have the right documents in place, and that's why it's so important to have these things in place.
Yeah, yeah. If somebody does come in to say $2 million, let's just pick a number, $2 million, what would you tell them to do with it right now, Tom?
Well, the first answer typically is it depends on their situation, but, you know, it's always about investing and investing appropriately for your future. And I think, you know, long term, that's the way to always go. That's where the wealth is created. And so, you know, you want to invest the money and have that that's available for your future.
It's funny because the market's going down right now, but maybe that makes it a buying opportunity. And if this couple has a nine-month-old, I'm assuming they're in their 20s or 30s.
Yeah.
Say they're 30 years old. If you come into some money at 30, you don't have to worry about who's president or where the market is. If you are a citizen of the United States, I would buy stocks on sale, wouldn't you?
I would absolutely do that. I mean, there's, you know, right now, to your point, the market at one point it was down 10, but there was that correction that took place. In fact, I just saw some research I was looking at. It's the sixth fastest drop in the shortest period of time. This happened, you know, just over a period of a few weeks. And so there are opportunities. There's never been a 20-year rolling period where the market has been down over a 20-year period. It's never happened. And then if you look even over 10-year rolling periods, it's very, very rare. So to your point, John, you know, putting money into the market, the likelihood of you having more money 10, 20 years down the road is pretty close to 100%.
This is the sixth fastest correction we've had, you say. That is, only five other times has the market dropped this much that quickly. And I
correct.
Presume one of them would have been the dot-com bubble or 9/11. I'm trying to think of some other instances in my memory where the market just fell off a cliff. Do any of those other times come to mind?
Well, if you take a look at the COVID, when that hit, that was a one-month period from February to March. The market dropped 30% within a month.
Yeah.
And so there have been times, yes, and you go back. But this has kind of been a quick one that's happened over a short period of time. But, you know, we're starting to see with this market, hopefully, we want to have some more follow-through days. But, you know, it's yesterday was a good day.
Yep.
Today it's kind of holding its own, and so we're going to see where this goes from here.
Yeah, not going down is the new going up. And I made this point with many of our guests on the Wintrust Business Lunch before, that maybe since this is such a self-inflicted wound, you know, for instance, when the dot-com bubble burst, that was because there was nothing there. In fact, we've had a solid fundamental economy going into this tariff talk and everything that's happened since. As soon as that washes out, it would seem to me like the fundamentals would still be there to undergird the economy and those stocks. So I have more faith in the recoverability of this, if you will, than I do some of the other instances that were artificially high to begin with. What's your thought?
The short answer is I agree with everything you just said. This is no comparison to the dot-com because valuations you were talking about, P's over hundreds, yep. Hundreds. And that is, as you've seen now, we've got them maybe around 20 on the S&P, 25 on the NASDAQ. But their valuations are nowhere near theirs. And you said what undergirds this economy, much more strength. And I think, and we'll see where it goes from here, but I think there's going to be a lot of positive things that are going to happen in this market.
If we do make severe tariffs stick, then it's going to, if nothing else, slow the supply chain until we're able to provide. So I'm not saying we're going to recover tomorrow. By the way, I'm talking out of my hat here. I'm not any kind of expert on this, but just as we've all been following the news, you can see how some of these things are setting themselves up. But even if I'm putting on my hat of optimism, I do see that the consumer confidence level is very low right now, Tom. People aren't buying what I'm selling right now.
Well, you know, it's interesting because Jay Powell, when he came out with his comments, he said, we want to look at the hard data. And I know we've talked about this before, John. You know, of course, does the consumer, lower consumer confidence, is the result of that we're going to be buying less? And so that really we need to see what happens. Again, 1 month doesn't make a trend. And, you know, Jay Powell said, hey, we're going to look at the hard data, not what we're talking that could potentially happen. And I think kind of we're there right now. But I think, too, these tariff talks have been overdone a little bit. I think some of this market downtrend has been pushed a little bit from those things. I think once things settle down, whether it's the tariffs, whether it's the tax code, whether it's the interest rates, which, by the way, we've seen come down a little bit on the 10-year, we could see some good things happening.
The things that made people optimistic are technically still in place. It's an anti-regulation administration, and it's an anti-tax administration. You don't think that when that tax is going to sunset, you do think they're going to renew the tax cut,
yes.
Right?
I do think they're going to renew the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, and the marginal tax rates will stay the same. And I think hopefully then they'll bring down some of the others on the corporate tax rate side. So there's others in addition to that they're talking about doing.
Even more tax breaks for companies, Tom?
Yeah, they're talking about bringing the corporate tax rate potentially down to 15%.
Down to zero?
Well, some have said zero, but 15% is the talk where they think it may end up. Now, we don't know, but all of these things have been stimulative and to an extent, you know, anti-inflationary from the standpoint or deflationary. So even with the tariffs, we're talking about some other things that, again, could be deflationary. And so the impact of those things, I don't know if we'll see that.
Yeah.
But again, we'll see. We don't know the future, and I would say for the average investor, a lot of this stuff, and sometimes it's a little disheartening because, you know, see the market drop 10%, you see all this talk of tariffs, all these, you know, sometimes I refer to it as noise. We want to stick with what works for us and not let these things, because emotions, once we make these decisions, mostly they can really be damaging.
I was just going to use that word. You've more than once told us don't make emotional decisions. Tom Fortino is the founder and principal at the Alpha Wealth Group. And you hear him Sunday mornings. He hosts the Alpha Wealth Hour here on WGN Radio. Tom, good to hear you today. Thanks for giving
us
your thoughts.
Good to talk to you. Thanks a lot, John. You take care.